Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God, trusting that you are looking back to the Word today that we need so much in our lives desperately in these last days. It's a joy to be here every Sunday morning. I thank you for taking time out and taking time to listen. I hope we can help you some way. I don't know your needs today, but I've got a God that knows. And when I look at the microphone, but God looks out there at you this morning and your needs, your individual needs today. And I pray that God would use me to help you some way through this walk of life. If you're not a Christian this morning, the best thing in the world that you could do was bow on your knees before God and call out to God for mercy and ask Him to save you. Accept Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. And He'll do that if you'll do that. And if you invite you to church today, you need to be under the gospel. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You need to be somewhere under preaching today, good Bible preaching, a good Bible church today. God will certainly use that to awaken in your heart the need for a Savior. You're away from God this morning. You're running. You're drifting. Well, you say, I used to do that. Well, used to be's and all that stuff is no good. He wants to know what you're doing now. And if you're not right with God, you've been saved, you've drifted, you've gotten away from the Lord. You know in your heart whether you are or not. You know. You may be putting on a big front. You may be fooling a lot of people, but you ain't fooled God one minute. God knows your heart this morning. And if it's not right with Him, get it right with Him. And that will... He made you a promise in the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 1, if any man sin, he's got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise to God's people. He's writing to believers there. You say, well, I have never sinned. Well, there's one thing you just told a lie, and that's a sin. Because the Bible said all of sin comes short of the glory of God. Even Paul struggled with his flesh. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? When I do good, evil is present with me. Well, he talked about that, and Paul fought the same battle as you and I are fighting today. But one thing for sure, he kept the faith. He stayed with his God. If he failed, if he faltered somewhere along the way, he confessed it to God and told us how to do it. John told us how to do it. Amen. So you get right with Him today. You get in a good Bible preaching church and loves God. I'm not talking about entertainment and all the things that's going on in the church world today, but good Bible preaching, testifying, singing, good old-fashioned singing for the glory of God, old-fashioned preaching. You need under that, and I tell you, you'll be a blessing to someone if you'll do that today. I'm not planning on changing. Amen. I'm an old-fashioned Baptist, love God and old-time religion, and not planning on changing, going home like I am. If anything I want to go home with is just be closer to God the longer that I live. Well, it's a joy. I stopped talking so much this morning. Glad you're listening today. Thank you for that. You send it out to all the shut-ins, those not able to get out, be in the house of God. Hope it's a blessing to you today. Just want to be a blessing to you. I tell you, need some encouragement along the way. Maybe God will encourage your heart today as you listen and as you you look to Him for what you stand in need of. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to send out the bereaved also, those that have lost loved ones. Trust God will just be near to you as He promised that He would as you look to Him this morning. Father, I thank You this morning, God, we can pray. Thank You for the open door into the throne room today, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And certainly, Lord, we do need mercy. We do need help. We do have times of needs in our lives, Lord, that we're so dependent upon You. And I pray, God, today that You touch every heart and every need, Lord, as they look to You today. Lord, touch the sinner this morning. Dear God, there's somebody near hell today. They're almost there. Now, I pray this morning, dear God, that You bring Holy Ghost conviction upon that heart. They'd realize that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Somebody's got a problem today. They can't sort out. They can't seem to get through, and they've become despondent and despair. Lord, speak to their hearts this morning. Draw them to Yourself through the Word of God. Have Your will and way. Bless the services today in the house of God. Be near, be real. Save some precious sinner. Bless Your servants, Your men, Lord, Your men of God that stand there and proclaim the Word. I pray that You'd help them today. We'll thank You for all You do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, this morning we're going to have some songs and hope it will be a blessing to you today. Some folks from down in South Carolina singing for us today. Down at a meeting, and hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning.
My soul is now thrilling with joy, He is failing. When I think of what's over, I see our loved ones are waiting. They're now congregating beyond the sunset for me.
Amen. Well, I tell you one thing. We're going somewhere one day. The world may look at us and say, "Well, what are they doing? They're not going anywhere." We are. We're headed home, and there's a place beyond the sunset that we're going to one of these days where the Lord is. Jesus made a promise. He left this world. He made a promise to us. He said, "If I go, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, that's the second coming. Jesus is coming to get His church one of these days. Now, we may go to paradise before then by way of death, by way of the grave. But we'll not be in the grave. We'll be with Him, I thank God, in paradise. And one day, we're going to have the rapture take place, and we're all going home together, and every saint of God that's redeemed will be leaving when the rapture takes place. And somebody said, "I'm going on the second load." Well, I'll tell you one thing. You better catch the first load, because you'll not get the second one. There's only one opportunity while you're living. and that's to get saved by God's grace. If you wait until the rapture takes place, it'll be too late for you, and you'll have to face the wrath of God that's coming upon this sinful world today, and every sinner will face an almighty God. Well, I hope you enjoyed that today. We'll have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you.
Well, the Lord has been so good to me, I've got to praise His name. He woke me up this morning and gave me a brand new day. He leads me and He guides me each step of the way. Well, the Lord has been so good to me, I've got to praise His name. Man said yes, and Jesus healed him. Now he lays no longer by that pool. Well, the Lord has been so good to me, I've got to praise His name. He woke me up this morning and gave me a brand new day. He leads me and He guides me each step of the way. Good to me, I've got to praise His name.
For a few years now, I've been serving the Lord. He's taught me ever so much through His holy word. Well, I thank Him for His blessings, and I thank Him for making me clean. Well, glory, glory, praise His name. Thank God He set me free.
Well, the Lord has been so good to me, I've got to praise His name. He woke me up this morning and gave me a brand new day.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Sometimes we forget. People don't want to tell the story as it is. But the important thing about the story of Jesus is that a king came down from heaven and took the place of a wretch like me and bled and died for my sins. That never gets old when we recognize who we are and what He is. Thank God for the story of Jesus.
I believe He died for my sin. But there are some times in this life of mine I need to hear it all again. How that Jesus came down to men, suffered and died for them. Tell me how He rose again. So tell me that story, how the King of all glory laid down His life. God's only begotten is sometimes forgotten when things seem to go our way. More and more I'm finding I need reminding of just what He did on that day. How He suffered the shame and agony, bore the cross with humility, just to save someone like me.
So tell me that story, how the King of all glory laid down His life for me. It's a story so precious, and oh, how it blesses. I think I want to hear it. Tell me that story. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write o'er my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever. How the King of all glory laid down His life for me. It's a story so precious, and oh, how it blesses. I think I want to hear it again. Tell me that story.
Amen. All right. In the book of Psalms chapter 85, Psalms chapter 85 this morning. Hope you enjoyed the singing today. Hope that was a blessing to your heart. Now this morning, Psalm chapter 85, Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back Thy captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins, Selah. Thou hast taken away all Thy wrath. Thou hast turned Thyself from the fierceness of Thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord that shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in the way of His steps. Now, I want to go back to verse 6 this morning after the thought the Lord's laid on our heart today for the message this morning in Psalms chapter 85. And verse 6, Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Now, I want to preach on the thought this morning for just a few minutes. There needs to be a revival. There needs to be a revival. If there's anything that's needful in our land today, we need reviving. America is in a sad situation this morning. Our church world is in a bad condition today also. Now, so many things we're leaning upon today except the Lord. We can't make it by the preaching and singing and testifying, rejoicing. We've got to have a lot of other things going for us today as a church world just to keep the people entertained and coming around to where we are. But I'm telling you, there needs to be revival. The revival of our lands in the past. There was people, there was crowds, there was throngs of meetings spending the night and camping out under the stars, sleeping in wagons.
dragons and everything else. I'm just to experience revival that God sent their way. And God did send revival. People getting saved everywhere, all over the fields and the land where there's having the meetings. And there was a time of revival. Well, God can do it again if we'll listen to Him. The Bible said, you know why revival ought to be? Is to turn away the anger of God. God's angry with those that are not living for Him. And the Bible said there in verse 5, wilt thou be angry with us forever? Well, wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? And do we want our lives today and our coldness and our unconcern and our lack of a spirit in our lives today to affect the coming generations, our children and our grandchildren today? Do we want that? No, we wouldn't want that today. But the Bible said in verse 7, show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. All that David was crying out for was mercy from the Lord. And that's all you can cry out when there's sin present, and when there's rebellion there, and when there's things going on out of the will of God. There's only one place, and that's mercy of the Lord. That's exactly what's needed today. There needs to be a revival in our land today. Certainly there needs to be. Well, first of all, there needs to be revival of preaching the Word of God. Paul told young Timothy, and Paul knew very well the things that Timothy was going to be facing. The Holy Ghost looked ahead and saw exactly what Timothy would face as a young preacher, and the problems that was going to arise, and the prayer pressure that was going to be placed upon him to change and to divert away from the ways of God and from the Word of God. Yet what did Paul do? Tell him to do? And Paul said, Timothy, he said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Well, what did he do? Told him to preach. And there needs to be revival of preaching in the land today. Well, there ought to be a certain kind of preaching. And certainly what the kind we need today is a kind that deals with our sins. You say, well, I like to go to church. If the preacher just wouldn't preach on sin all the time, well, probably every time you go, which is not very often, God's probably loading your wagon because of the sin that's in your life. And there needs to be the preaching on sin today, and not fearing the paycheck, not fearing the pulpit, but thank God, preaching the Word of God. There needs to be revival of preaching of the Word. Preach the Word, he told Timothy. And he knew it full well what they were facing. If he could have told him some way around that, some easy way to go, he would have probably have done that. But I tell you what Paul did do. He saw the importance of the Word of God and all the Word of God that's given by the Lord and inspired by the Holy Ghost, impressed upon the hearts of his preachers that are preaching the Word of God. Preach the Word, he said, and be instant in season, and be instant out of season. And then he said, reprove. Oh, you said, don't like to be reproved. Well, God said to reprove you, and he said to rebuke you also, and exhort also. There's two-thirds of the preaching that ought to be, my friend, and the dealing with sin and things of that nature. In the negative category, there's two subjects, and the encouragement, and the positive part, there's, of course, exhortation, encouragement, and preaching ought to be encouraging along the way. And brother, when we deal with our sins, and when we deal with the things that we're doing in our lives, God will certainly encourage us. I'll tell you one thing you'll do if you've got a God-called preacher, and he's preaching on your sins in your life, and that you say, doing all that, you just keep on going to every service. And I guarantee you, every once in a while, God will send an encouragement to you through the Word of God. It may be a whole message, it may be a part of a message, but it'll be what you need to face the frowning world that you're living in. And there needs to be revival of preaching the Word of God, dealing with sin that's in the lives of people today, and the preaching they ought to be dealing with the issues of our land also today. And oh yes, preaching ought to be dealing with issues of our land today. And we're living living in a land where sin's abounding, and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah is upon us today, and that there's all the wickedness and the same-sex marriages and all of these things and the sodomy and all the things that's going on today in the land, and that it's been tolerated not only in society, but it's being tolerated in our churches today. And but my friend, listen, God said you need to get right with God, and we need some preaching on the issues of our day today, brother. The things that our people are facing that's eating our young folks up, that's destroying their lives, killing their influence, and my friend, messing them up for the future generations. If you think the next generation's going to be better after what they're doing, no, you're sadly wrong. It's going to get worse unless we start preaching on the issues of our day today. And because the Bible said, listen, you've got to be dealt with the Word of God. And there is the subject of sin, and we need that subject preached on today. Certainly we do. Well, listen, the Bible said there needs to be preaching, a revival of preaching the Word of God. We've tiptoed around the tulips long enough, and we've apologized too many times for preaching the Word of God. There's no apologies for preaching. And brother, rear back and let the Word of God go. Preach a word. If it's in the book, preach it. Amen. And brother, God will back you up, and God will bless you. Certainly He will. There needs to be revival of preaching the Word of God in our pulpits across the land today. And you're not going to get much preaching on TBN and a lot of these networks. You're not going to find it there. You'll find a lot of entertainment and begging for money and trying to get a bigger yacht and trying to get two more houses and a few more automobiles. And you'll find plenty of that as shysters that's trying to get the money of those that's listening to them that find you a church. Get in the house of God somewhere where God's called a man of God to preach a devil out of you and brother preach to you the Word of God. There needs to be revival of preaching of the Word of God today, preaching the whole counsel of God. That's right this morning. Listen, my friend, you've got a God-called preacher. You need to be backing him up instead of listening to that crowd that's grousing about what he's preaching on, that's grumbling about how he's dealt with the sin that's in their lives, sowing discord among their brethren, that you ought to distance yourself from them, reprove them, brother, rebuke them. And back the man of God, get behind the servant of God. And when he mounts that pulpit of wood, brother, get behind him and let him preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And then to preach the Word of God, the whole counsel of God, and deal with our sins and show us where we're wrong in the sight of God. We need that, my friend. Yes, we do this morning. Oh, yes, listen. There needs to be revival of preaching of the Word of God. Preaching the scriptures. The King James Bible has got plenty of messages in it. You don't need something easier to understand. You need the Holy Ghost to fill you and make you understand that, because He wrote it, and when He wrote, He can interpret it for you. And there needs to be the King James Bible preaching, a revival in our land today. Oh, yes, my friend. Listen, He said, "Will thou not revive us again?" Yes, He will, and it'll be done through the divine Word of God, through God's Bible. Let's get back to the book today. God bless you. On the next Sunday, as we continue this thought for then. Amen.